the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So does it annoy you? Certain sounds, and it feels like maybe it annoys you more than other people. Like, I can't stand the sound of people eating chips if I'm not eating them. And I'm very self-conscious when I'm eating something crunchy like chips. And I always thought it was because my mom was always annoyed with all of us kids about that exact same thing. And I'm guessing now it might be because my mom had some form of what's called misophonia.
Everyone, I think this is something that happens to everyone in some form, doesn't it? There's not someone who's not annoyed by
at least some sound. Right? I would think some sound would grate on you in some manner or another. But
yes,
like, but chips, certain, I like.
They say certain sounds may engage or disgust you due to an overactive brain circuit, which leads to, it's officially called, misophonia.
I've got a very strong one, a very, very strong one that you guys all know and have at various times tortured me throughout the years with. I not only can I not do, you call it a raspberry?
Yeah.
Not only can I not do that, and it is better at times now, but I'll feel like it feels like my lips are vibrating and I have to like bite down on them just hearing someone do that.
Does it apply also if you were to, well, it probably does, if you were making a fart noise on your arm with your mouth?
Yeah, I don't like that. If it's my lips and vibration, I can't, just the thought of it kills me.
It's what's interesting, though, where it's misophonia is the sound of it by someone else.
Yeah.
It says the sound of people chewing, slurping, or swallowing can be super annoying, but some people...
I like that.
God. Oh, that's an apple. It's definitely an apple.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
You like that?
I do. It, I like the sound of someone biting into a fresh Pringle.
I don't mind that part. It's a...
I don't like when it gets juicy.
I'm with Joe.
Actually, that kind of sounds all right.
If it's a little too slurpity while somebody's doing it, it can be gross.
Or if they're chewing. But so I have an old coworker who would eat so fast. He was breathing heavy while he was eating as well.
Work together, Kelly.
He's across from you.
I'm like, that's not your last job.
Oh, man. I would have to tell him sometimes, like, hey, bud, nobody's trying to steal your food. Like, you can slow down.
Because he's a puppy.
Yeah. It never failed if we were doing a show lunch or if there was, like, a team lunch with the whole office. I don't know how he'd always end up right next to me. And it's like, I'm listening to you eat your entire meal.
We used
it's
to awful. Feed Joe with one of those bowls with the pillars.
Yeah, so that the spike in the middle.
I have to work for it.
Because we didn't want him to get a twisted stomach.
Yeah, but then I started getting weird around dishes. Like, I wanted to deflate them constantly. And it turned into a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So here's what they found when they started to research this. The Journal of Neuroscience indicates that misophonia arises when irritating noises activate parts of the brain that control the movement of the face rather than the auditory processing regions. So it really is like a crossed wire, so
wrinkle
to speak.
Up your nose.
To conduct their research, the study authors used MRI to scan the brains of people with misophonia while they listened to various trigger sounds. And in the vast majority of cases, the offending noises were related to movements of the face and the throat. So people are more likely to be annoyed by things that result from those movements, like chewing, breathing, and speaking. Compared to people without misophonia, those with the condition displayed no abnormal activity with their motor cortices, the part of the brain that controls voluntary movement, even when presented with their trigger sounds. However, hearing those irritating noises did produce greater activation in the neurons. In other words, it lit up the brain on the MRI.
Yeah, I could see that, of course.
All right, yeah.
So the noises actually produced the sensation of facial movement in the people, even though their faces didn't move. That's pretty fascinating.
That's pretty wild.
Do you feel like you can do that sometimes, like when you're at a table with someone? Like, my grandfather was hard of hearing, so he was always scraping his knife up against the glass plate.
That's a bad noise. That's one of the worst things. When you even do that on accident, you just go, ugh.
Oh. So when you do it, you can make that face like the, ugh. But, like, if anybody else does it, maybe it's just because I felt bad for my grandpa. He couldn't, and he'd do it so badly. I felt like I could feel my face wanting to move, but it not moving. And now I'll sit there at dinner with Stuart, and he'll do it, and he'll do the cringe like we all just did, where you shake your shoulders.
I was going to say, I pull my shoulders up when that. Yeah. It's like almost a cold thing.
Yeah. But he'll look at me, and I'm like, it's okay. And then behind my actual face is the real expression of, I'm dying, I hate it.
No. That can only happen on an accident on one time. Otherwise, you got to learn to cut better or something. I don't know.
I know. We got to get different plates. I think it's the plates.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Get a blender. Blend everything.
Just put it on
maybe
a
just put
table.
Paper plates from now on for Stuart. Right. He only eats paper.
Yeah, basket with a newspaper in it.
Yeah, because that's a similar sound to styrofoam rubbing together. Like, it's that same type of pitch. And it's just, it's just the wrong pitch.
Steve, do we have the one that we were talking about? All right, Kelly, you have to watch. I don't know if you can watch this live, but otherwise we'll have to watch it.
I do not. Yeah, just the audio. I do not have video. Well, I do have one video.
What is it?
Hold on. It's the sound of someone who knows this show.
It's of a delightful little boy.
Oh, no. I didn't want this one.
It's a delightful little boy. He's just singing a very popular song, and he wants the world to be a part of it.
Well, and I rise like the break of the let it go. Go.
Okay, well, now, see, part of that, though, is you're being affected. You're being affected visually. So do that again, Steve, and then, but we can't look at the screen. You have to just close your eyes.
You know that doesn't help.
Why do you not want to look at the screen?
And hear it. Yeah, you got to, well, we got to, because in order to see if this is just an auditory problem, we've got to only listen.
I'll happily not look.
No, you don't.
Right. Yeah, if there's someone who hasn't seen this, I wonder if they find it to be delightful.
Okay, here we go. One more time. Now, don't look at the screen. I mean, you can look at the screen. I took it down.
And I rise like the break of the let it go. Go.
It's worse when you don't look.
No, it's worse when you don't look.
I've seen it every other time we've played it. And when you played it the first time, I looked down. And I thought I was going to, like, gag.
Oh, my God. I have totally a different reaction. When I can't see it, that sounds like a hilarious fart noise to me.
It's like a 9-inch.
Like, that made me laugh.
So I
think
not,
it's hilarious.
I'm not bothered by snot at all.
Really? What if it's 8 inches long?
Oh, my God.
If it's in a video, if it's around me and somebody sneezes and you can see it or it hangs out of their nose, I'm like, well, that's gross. But listening and only listening to that made me think of, like, puking. And I can't do puke.
Oh, do we have that chunky one on the machine still? You know which one. It's a very specific. It's a very chunk one. A very chunky one.
Yeah. Oh, it's puke?
It's good, yeah. And it's a real one, too. It's not Foley artist.
Oh, great. Even better.
Yeah.
Just imagine this getting stuck in your mask.
That's so gross. I threw up in my mouth yesterday with a mask on.
What did you turn your head to the left?
And I was so, so, so bad. I hate you. What are you looking for, barf sounds?
Or did you just give up?
I'm looking for a specific one.
Oh, God. Oh, that one was so good.
Steve.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Remember, this segment was Joe's idea. For those of you with misophonia that hate it, this was Joe. Joe was like, we should do this. It'll drive people crazy.
We definitely should, and that's exactly why I suggested it. It was not because we needed any of that information. So to me, it was just a reason to pull out some classics.
What about the teeth on concrete as portrayed in American History X?
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it.
It's so subtle, but...
Listen.
That's it.
That's it. That's enamel.
Now say goodnight.
I didn't like that.
His teeth were badly broken.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Without the visual though, that didn't bother me.
The teeth
is devastating. But just here, it's so subtle when it's just audio. But
that's awful. That's real.
Yeah,
yeah.
It happened.
That's inside your mask right now.
Full chunk.
That almost sounds like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Now I'm laughing at it.
Now I'm laughing.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yeah.
That's like
gross.
That's hitting just grass at a festival near you. There's nothing, no liquid in there.
Steve, what about when Joe ate the potato?
See, I like this one.
This doesn't bother me.
This one's amazing.
It's
it's so loud it sounds fake.
So wet.
This text from Maine. I was already nauseous. This is not helping.
Oh, yeah.
So, this text, so mandibular.
No, we'll turn it down then, but turn it up.
We missed it.
We got it. We need to hear the line, is what makes it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a juicy potato.
I reposted that video at freebeerandhotwings.com. If you haven't seen it before, it's amazing.
That's a juicy banana.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't so much love the act of it, although it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I think I just like how good it sounds.
That sounds good.
I think it sounds
Those
amazing.
Those are some amazing noises.
Yeah. Jeez. Very Foley.
I've said before, it's like it's in my brain.
I know.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
It is. Kelly, this person from Northeast Pennsylvania says they hate when people pronounce a hard K. And they asked specifically, they said the example is when you say the word spelled C-R-A-C-K.
Crack.
Like, that sounds perfectly normal to me. Yeah. But apparently to that one person.
Crack.
Oh, this Mike Smack. In West Michigan wants you to play for Kelly the sound of, I don't think that was it, of what's his name on Celebrity Rehab? The guy from Greece.
Kinnicky.
Jeff Kinnicky.
Jeff Conaway.
Jeff Conaway. Yeah.
That one was very.
I don't think that should be. I don't know if I have
that. That one was major chunk, too.
It was bad.
Yeah. And that one really was real.
And he made a real loud retching sound in advance. And then like the nurse was like, hey, can anyone help Jeff? And everybody's like, good, I'm fine. Like, thanks.
The Lord can't.
I was in Soul Asylum. I'm not doing this. I don't know if that's what it was.
No, it was the Butterfly Song band.
Owl City.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That dude loved crack, and he loved running away from the cameras. almost both of them equally. And then they catch up to him. He's like, now I'm on a rooftop.
Loving
the heck out of crack. Crack.
Mm. Well, maybe we'll find that one, Kelly. That's something to look forward to.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
I think, there's more to explore in this scientific segment.
Let's see. You know what feels good other than hearing all these horrible sounds?
I can think of a lot.
Feeling
of
them?
Feel better than this.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.